Israeli Public Security Minister Praises U.S. Envoy Annexation Remarks. By Deborah Danon on June 10, 2019. Tel Aviv, Israeli Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan on Sunday praised the U.S. ambassador to Israel's comments saying that Israel has the right to annex some of the West Bank. The worldview of the Trump administration, which was expressed by Ambassador David Friedman, is the only one that might bring about a change, said Erdan. He added that it was the only way to make the Palestinians understand that boycotting Israel and the United States and their support for terror and incitement will not bring them any achievements. They are the ones who will lose by rejecting peace, Erdan said. The Palestinian Authority on Sunday threatened to file a complaint at the International Criminal Court against Friedman over his remarks. In what logic does Friedman think that Israel has the right to annex parts of the West Bank? A statement by the PA said. On what reality did he base his conviction? On international law prohibiting the annexation of territory by force? Or the reality imposed by the occupation authorities? The PA also accused Friedman of being illiterate. This person who is illiterate in politics, history and geography, and who belongs to the state of the settlements, has nothing to do with logic, justice or law unless they serve the occupation state which he is eager to defend by all means, it said. In a statement Saturday, the State Department clarified Friedman's remarks, saying annexation was not on the table. The administration position on settlements has not changed. No plan for unilateral annexation by Israel of any portion of the West Bank has been presented by Israel to the U.S. nor is it under discussion. Ligadem Kazachi Hanagbi also praised Friedman's remarks as having a lot of wisdom. The position of the majority of the Israeli society is that any future agreement will be based on having our control over the West Bank, Hanagbi said. Economy Minister Eli Cohen, Kulanu Party also lauded Friedman's comments, saying the time was ripe for countries to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the settlement blocks, including those in Jerusalem. In the interview published by the New York Times on Saturday, Friedman said, "Under certain circumstances, I think Israel has the right to retain some, but unlikely all, of the West Bank." Palestinian officials were incensed by the remarks, with senior negotiator Saeb Rikat saying they proved the Trump administration's bias in favor of Israel. Senior Fatah member Mustafa Barghouti said Friedman has been identified a long time ago as the spokesman of the settlers. Ayman Odeh, head of the Israeli Arab Hadash Tal party, said he would like to convey a message to the orange man in the Oval Office. The only solution that would guarantee security and dignity to Israelis and Palestinians is the end of the occupation and the establishment of an independent Palestinian country alongside Israel. Unilateral annexation is a war crime, he said.